And good morning. Hope your weekend went well. Nice Monday morning here. I'm getting a little bit on the hot side today, I think, but there is a little bit of a break coming, I think it looks like. We're in the lower 90s today. I think later this week we'll be in the lower 80s.
Very good. Good morning, Jeff.
Talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. I guess I ought to introduce who the guest is this
That's
morning.
Quite all right. Good morning. It's always nice to have a chance to come in and talk a little bit about some of the things going on around the county as it relates to Randolph County government and other activities and other economic development. You're right. It's supposed to be a hot day today, but hey, it's July 15th.
That's true.
And when you're in the middle of July, you're right at the time when it's the hottest you're going to see for the year. So you got to expect a little of it. And if it stays in the mid, you know, lower 90s, upper 80s, we're doing great. Or I feel like we're doing great.
That's right. Right. You can't complain about it. And I mean, we did have some rain too, so that helped a lot of too as far as crops and everything. So.
Oh yes, that's absolutely correct. And most of the crops I've seen this year are doing very well. They seem to be doing very well in this area. The rain, for the most part, is timed in very good. Of course, you know, we had the bad news about former President Trump over the weekend. I believe that was Saturday. I was really hated to see that happen, but of course, I'm very happy and very thankful that he was not, you know, greatly seriously injured. It doesn't appear that he was seriously injured, but that's awfully close for comfort. And there was a couple of individuals, it appears, that did lose their life, and that's really a shame. It's sometimes you just don't know why these things happen, and maybe there just is no explanation as to why. Sometimes things just happen and we just simply can't explain them and we can't understand them, but
you can't get into someone's head and
know. No, you can't get into someone's head and know. And the individual I had heard on the news was 20 years old, which to me that's a child. Although technically they're considered an adult, it's fairly young, and really sorry to hear that. But I'm very happy that former President Trump is doing okay as they move into the Republican National Convention this week. I'm sure I'll hear a lot about it. I'm sure we all will. And I try not to listen to it straight on all the time, but I just pick up on the other, you know, the headlines at the end of the day and at the end of the week, and that's usually enough to do it for me.
Right.
But you can't focus on it too much, otherwise it just wears on you too much, and try to keep busy at other things and involved in other things. And I'm very fortunate to have the opportunity to do many different things, and very happy for that.
All right, I'll tell you what, we got a break. Let's go ahead and throw that in.
Sounds good.
We'll come back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. Again, this is The People Speak. I'm Jeff. We're talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And we talked about, you know, having had some rain recently and stuff. I know they had quite a bit up north, too, as well. And that all translates into more water in the Mississippi coming downstream.
Oh, yes, it is. And if you've been down to Chester recently, you know the Mississippi has been up pretty high. It's right up on the road down the Route 3 that runs in front of the riverbank down there. And, of course, it's caused them to have to discontinue construction on the bridge there for a period of time. They've moved the large cranes up on a berm, which will become the new roadway in the future, and they have them up there out of the water, and most everything that's going to be affected by the flood water has to be up out of it. And so it's stopped work again, and it looks like it'll be that way at least this week and probably next week, because once it actually goes down, then you have to wait a few days for it to dry up so they can get the large equipment back down there, because those cranes have to set on pretty stable ground, as you might imagine, in order for them to operate. So it's going to postpone construction for 3 or 4 weeks here in a time when usually you're trying to get quite a bit done. So kind of hate to see that, but still they continue to rest on their time that they anticipate. The bridge will be completed at the end of December of 26, which is just right now. It's 2.5 years from now. So that seems pretty aggressive, but they're waiting this out. And hopefully after this, we won't have any more flooding for a while. And that'll give them a chance to get back on the job and excuse me, and to be able to do, you know, get some work accomplished. It's a large job.
Right. With the progress they've made up to this point, I mean, you can almost see that they may be able to pull that off.
And get with the progress they made through the winter, it was phenomenal what they got accomplished over there on the Missouri side. It really went well for them. And is up to this point in time has went very, very good for them. So I'm happy to see that the bridge is so important to not only Randolph County, but us counties that surround us, as well as on the Missouri side, Perry County and St. Genevieve County. It's just a very, very important for us economically. So much activity takes place going across that bridge, and it means a tremendous amount to us, and we certainly want to see that repaired and the new one built, and the old one kept in good repair, I should say, and the new one being constructed, because that's really going to help us, you know, for, you know, years out in the future, decades out in the future. So I'm looking very much forward to seeing it continue and to watch it go up. It's been very nice watching that go up as I work at the courthouse.
Right. It's you know, you look at those the two posts they've got up, and it's like, looking at it from that way, it doesn't look that wide, but I'm sure it's a lot wider than what it is.
Yeah, in between there, the road deck is going to be 50 feet wide, approximately. Mm-hmm. There will be two 13-foot lanes and two 10-foot shoulders. So that's roughly 48 feet if you add all that up for that period. So it's right at 50 foot wide across the road deck you can drive on. So that's very nice, because it'll give a shoulder for, you know, bicyclers or pedestrians that you occasionally have. But it also gives a nice shoulder if you're taking wide farm equipment across there, or wide loads now, where you have to shut the bridge down to take a large tractor across it. Now you'll be able to do that without shutting the bridge down. It'll just make things quite a bit better. So it means a tremendous amount to us, and I'm really happy to see it proceeding along.
All right. Other things on the, say, the economic front here?
Economic development, there's always activities going on. I know something that's been, you know, somewhat controversial around in solar panels, but there are several projects going on. There's one just basically straight east of the Baldwin Power Plant that's actually being constructed by Dynergy, and who, you know, the owners of the Baldwin Power Plant, and they have been working on it. It's going together quite well. They're in phase one of potentially three phases. This one is pretty, it's all on ground that they own with the power plant. This one is on some sort of a certain amount of farm ground. The other two phases will actually be onto their old ash pits, which will not be on farm ground, or not to any substantial amount.
Right.
And once completed, I believe they're shooting for about 150 megawatts, which is a fair amount. And then there's one just south of Baldwin. It's a much smaller area. I think it's only about 20 acres that they have talked about. The project has been discussed for a number of years, probably 3 or 4 years. And that is now underway. There's a little one down at the east of Percy, right off the highway there, east of Percy, where the County Line Road intersects. That's a small project, though. It's only about 10 acres altogether. I believe they're classified actually as solar gardens, not really solar farms. And then from what I've heard, the one up here south of Tilden is supposed to begin here in the next few weeks. Now, I haven't seen anything specifically on it, but they're still claiming that, you know, they're going to start it before long. So when you see the trucks arrive, we'll know. But it's been under discussion for many years as well, a number of years. So we'll see if that one actually develops as well.
Right. I know, like up here at Baldwin, and then over by Percy too, driving through that way, you notice that kind of when you start seeing the posts going up out there in rows across the ground.
You know they're taking place.
Exactly.
But besides those, there's always a number of other economic development projects going on. I oftentimes speak of Sidon Stricker Noble, who's working on a new facility right up there south of Waterloo. And although that's not technically in Randolph County, it supports our economy here because they have facilities down here in Randolph County as well, down there around the Steelville area. And that's very important to see that. It really helps support our farm economy, as well as they deal in industrial equipment as well. That's nice to see that. There's some development projects with the Kaskaskia Port District, which is essentially Gateway FS and the area where Highway 154 crosses over the Kaskaskia River, right in that vicinity there. and there's been a number of developments and improvements made in there. And there are a number of other developments and improvements slated to be made, as well as the possible for some other industry to move in that way as well.
I think that's one thing that gets forgotten in this area is the river traffic. I mean, on the Kaskaskia, you think of Mississippi, but not the Kaskaskia.
The river traffic has increased substantially, and I actually heard a report a few days ago from Ed Welbacher. He's the executive director of the Port District, and the amount of tonnage that they put on the Kaskaskia River, and it's a lot more than you would think of. It's classified by the Army Corps of Engineers as an inland port, meaning it's not on... It's not on the ocean, or it's not at the edge of the nation's boundaries, but it's inland inside the country, but nevertheless a port district. And it has a tremendous amount of traffic and opportunity on it. And Ed Welbacher has done a tremendous job in helping develop it and improve it. And it's from the days when it basically was just barge loads of coal back 40 years ago into, you know, developing into new projects and new materials to haul and those types of things. And it's nice to see that expand, and Gateway FS has done quite a bit in that area as well. So that's important. And there are a number of other different industries that are looking at the area, and we're always happy to talk to them. Sometimes, though, you know, you'll discuss it with them, and it takes, you know, months, maybe years before anything actually comes to fruition, as they consider the alternatives and do their due diligence as necessary to determine, you know, where they want to be located at. And oftentimes you don't have any luck and they wind up somewhere else, but you have to talk to all of them till you get to the ones where you will have some luck, and they will actually consider this area and decide to locate in this area. And I think over the next 4 or 5 years, you're going to see quite a bit of development along those lines. Also along the connector, I'll mention that as it relates to economic development. That's the four-lane highway. I'd heard an update on that lately, that the Illinois Department of Transportation has allocated funds to begin that phase one study. That's where they determine the exact route and look at possible conflicts or reasons why they can't use that route. That's where they have the public hearings to discuss it with the different, you know, individuals around the area and how they feel about it, and try to develop their, you know, the route where they want to take, which they believe it'll be, give them the best possibilities. Once they complete the phase one, if we can continue to get funding for the project, and I believe we'll see some funding for it, especially as it relates from Waterloo south down to Redbud. There's a tremendous amount of traffic in that area, and there's traffic counts to justify, very serious look at expansion on that area. As you continue on east towards Sparta, you know, you don't have quite the traffic counts. It becomes more difficult to deal with those types of things. But it will slowly move forward because it's recognized that it's something important to have. So it's nice to see that moving forward.
All right. I'll tell you what, we got another break here.
Okay.
Let's go and throw that in. We'll come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak. Back right after this. And welcome back. Got about 6 minutes left in the program today, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And we've covered a few areas here. Another one that would be of interest is real estate taxes.
Oh, yes. It's that time of year again. And, of course, it is moving forward. Give you a little bit of a brief update on it. According to the schedules I've heard, this week they're supposed to be rolling the real estate, what they call rolling, which is transferring it from the circuit clerk's office, where all the final calculations and taxing bodies have submitted all their taxing information into it. It's been entered into computer systems of DevNet, and now this week it's scheduled to move over to the treasurer's office. And if everything goes according to plan, I had seen the last of the projections and the final calculations for Randolph County's portion of them last week. I'd looked them over, compared them with their budgets, and had approved them. And the other taxing districts have done the same. So it'll move over to the treasurer's office, where probably sometime this week they will begin to print the real estate tax bills. And of course, there's about 20,000 of them when you print them. So there's quite a few. After you get them printed, then you obviously have to put them into, sort them out, put them into envelopes and prepare them to mail as best you can. And when possible, you always try to combine them together. Two or three go into the same address and put them together that way. But if they get them printed this week, they will probably go out in the mail right around the end of July, which is only about 2 weeks from now. It'd be going out probably right around the end of July, or that's the projected time period right now. Mm-hmm. First due date around the end of August, second due date around the end of September. That's just approximates, but what we're looking at, maybe the second day due date as late as, you know, October 15th. But anyway, that will give us plenty of time to wrap up the year end. Randolph County's year end ends on November 30th, and we always like to get the last of the real estate taxes in and distribute it out to the various different taxing entities. Many people think, you know, obviously they pay their real estate tax bill to the Randolph County Treasurer. It's not always Randolph County's money. Randolph County is the steward, the administrator of the tax collection system. But the majority of the money goes out to school districts, depending on where you live. If you live inside a city or not inside a city, there'll be a city tax. Where I'm at, I live in a rural area, not inside of a village or city. East of Baldwin, about 70% plus of my real estate tax bill goes to the Sparta School District. And about 20% of it goes to Randolph County. And then the other 10% go to various other taxing districts, such as the Baldwin Fire Protection District, the Southwestern Illinois Community College District a little bit, and there's a few other smaller items in there, the Ambulance District and some of those particular ones. But the bulk of mine goes to the Sparta School District, and that's true with most people. Overall, Randolph County will issue about $35 million in real estate taxes. And what will actually be Randolph County's out of that is about $5.2 million is what Randolph County actually receives to run the courthouse, the court system. The court system is a large cost. The sheriff's department, you know, keeping patrols on the road and the jail and everything in operation. That is about half of the real estate taxes we take in go simply to that. And, you know, before you get to other, you know, operating costs. So about $5 million, $5.5 million out of 35, or about $1 out of every $7 actually winds up back at Randolph County. The rest goes to school districts or towns or villages. So, but anyway, to reiterate, it looks like the real estate tax bills will go in the mail right around the last few days of July, with payment dates in late August, late September type of thing is what we're scheduling right now, or what we're looking at right now. That may modify just a little bit, but they're on their way.
Okay. Getting close to the 1st of August here, and around here, that means that the ATA Grand American's coming
out. Oh, that's right. We don't want to miss that. The Grand American starts before long. They actually, the first week, they have the youth shoots for the young people, and those will actually begin the last week of July, so you're going to be looking at activities starting there only about 2 weeks from now. And so that's not that far off. They're doing their work and getting prepped for it. I've heard a lot of different information come from them as they're getting prepared. And then right at the 1st of August, they begin the adult shoots, which lasts for about 10 days period of time. So that's getting ready. We're glad to have them back. The restaurants and the hotels fill up. They mean a lot to our economic system, and it's just nice to have them around. They are an excellent group of individuals from all over the world and all over the United States. If you ever visit with them or have the opportunity, it's always nice to visit with them and talk with some of the different individuals. They're just as down to earth as anyone you'd ever meet, and with a number of interesting stories to tell. So, oh yes, that's coming before long, and I'm happy to see them back in town for another few days.
And they got a nice new road to drive on this year.
Yes, the road has been resurfaced, County Road 18, and it was nice to see that take place. That the resurfacing project was started and completed right after the grand from last year. We did not want road construction in process during the grand when the road, well, the traffic's the heaviest, so we waited for the resurfacing until right after, and that's all complete now, so they're going to be able to see that and hopefully be able to get in and move around a little better. So we look forward to having them this year.
All right, just a few seconds left. Any final?
Well, nothing in particular, but it's always nice to have a chance, as I mentioned, to come in every couple of weeks and talk a little bit about some of the things going on around Randolph County as it relates to Randolph County government. There's many activities taking place every day, but I always try to kind of hit the highlights or the ones I think most people would have some interest in or would like to know about.
Okay. All right. Well, Commissioner, thanks for stopping in.
That's quite all right. See you in a couple of weeks.
All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.